Stephylin Green is going to join us. We just talked to America's favorite tight end. Stephylin Green is America's favorite defensive tackle. And again, I didn't. There's no vote. We're just reading the text line here. Stephylin joins us right now. What's up, man? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Christian told us that we should ask you about your relationship with him and what that's like. So I'm just going to lead with that.
He's in my locker room session, so I just be joking with him. I always call him Captain America. I see, like, summer workouts, I done seen this man bear crawl the whole indoor with two plates on his back. I've never seen that before. So I just know, I just encourage him, just keep joking with him and stuff like that. Like, I know he's going to be great. They call him Baby Grunt for a reason, so.
All right, so Christian Mentecor.
High praise right
this
there.
Is not doing a lot for the Christian Mentecor hype train. So you call him Captain America and Baby Gronk.
Yes, sir.
That's unbelievable. All right, tell me about – okay, so you said he's crab walking the indoor. Is it just down about – like, what are we talking about there with two 45s on his back?
Yeah, two 45s on his back. Like, it's crazy.
How – is it like one time down? Or like how many times is he doing that?
Usually I'm working out. I just usually just came in here on a summer workout one day. Came in here and I seen this man bear crawling with two 45s on his back.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, he's going to be great for sure.
You know, he was talking about his blocking. And he didn't mention you specifically, but you're in the group, so we'll ask you about it. He mentioned that the defense has helped him. You know, more so than anything else. He's like, I want to give credit to the defense for helping me be a better blocker. What's it like? The iron sharpens iron aspect of that, as you're trying to help improve the O-line and they're trying to bring out the best in you. What is that like every day around here?
Yes, sir. So – our tight ends, like, if you turn on the tape, they're blocking for sure. So, like, you know, our D-line, we got some great talent on the D-line. So, when we line up against them and they got to block us, of course, I know they're getting better because you know the talent on the D-line. So, when we go out there, inside run, stuff like that, that's where we really have to, like, play against each other, really have to really get into it. We in the trenches, so it's a dirty game. It's a grown man game. So, it's like them hands got to be sharp. You gotta really know how to use your hands and be physical and stuff like that.
I feel like you've played really well this year. I feel like people sometimes forget because you do a lot of quiet stuff. Like we've talked about this a few weeks ago that, like, okay, Stephylin Green, like, he's got a couple tackles, but then you watch that film and, like, he's moving some people, he's doing some stuff. Do you feel like you're one of those guys that thrives in the dirty work and maybe not even making the tackle sometimes, but just messing up the play for somebody else?
That's just the D-tackle job. Like, we signed up for this job. It's a grown man game. So, like, as a D-tackle, everything don't show up in the stat sheet. We hold double teams, triple teams. Linebackers come down and get open just because we're holding a double team, and that takes weight off the linebacker to come in and make a free play for real. So, like, everything don't show up in the stat sheet, but you know you're impacting the game. Just by the game going, our coach know we're doing our thing. Scouts, they see it all. So, it's like, We signed up for this job. We get paid a lot of money for this job, and we just going to keep doing it.
Oh, what was it like having Coach Allen on the sideline this week?
He brings a lot of energy. Just imagine, like, Coach Eason, Tom Allen, I feel like they bring the most energy on the defense. They do a lot of screaming, a lot of stuff. Like, most of the time, every Monday, Coach Allen's voice is gone. Like, his voice is kind of raspy now because he's been screaming so much. So just him being down, he just brings so much energy. After every play, if you turn on the tape, every play, he's just hyped. He's like a little kid just at the candy store. He just screams a lot with a lot of energy, and he just brings a lot of enthusiasm.
But yet, he's still yelling on the mic at practice, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, then stop.
Yes, sir.
So what's that? Listen, that's different. When you're coming out here at spring and he's just yelling, best tackling team in America. You know, he's just yelling, sure, pounding it into you. What is that like? How many practices a day to get used to that?
It looked like he just fit in. He just fit in at this culture for real. As me, like, I take a lot of – I like getting coached like that. I like getting screamed at and stuff like that. It just, like, brings a lot of – put some more fire on you. It just makes me want to go harder and stuff like that. Like, some people can't take that type of culture, but me – I like when somebody can, like, chew you out, but I know they're trying to make me better and stuff like that. So when they screaming and stuff, I know they trying to make sure you better. I don't want nobody to just lay it back nonchalant and stuff like that.
So how do you feel like he, Coach Eason, the guys around, how do you feel like they've made you better this year?
Just the people in my room, too. Of course, they're making me better. I see what Peter Woods do. I see how he dominates the game. He disrupts the game, and I just try to lean off that. My coach, Coach Eason, he always told me, like, my freshman year, I got all the talent to be great and stuff like this. So I just stayed the course. Just put in extra work. I definitely done matured and gotten better, being more disciplined and stuff like that. Just getting better with my hands, feet. Just really learning the game more for real.
Year three in the program, how hard is it to sort of wait your turn?
Because
it's coming.
Yes, sir. You just got to play your role. If you ain't playing right now, it ain't no special treatment going on out there. You just got to get better. And if you get better, the work going to show. And, like, yeah, you just got to play. You just really got to play your role. Just play your role. Get better. You're going to show up. You get out on the field. Just make sure you a factor when you step out there. Just make sure you matter. Every time I step out there, I just try to make sure I matter. Make sure, like when they get ready for the game, I want them to circle me as an impact player, as somebody that they got to look out for.
You have two sacks. You have two quarterback pressures. And you have one of the worst roughing the passer calls I've ever seen. Okay, when you're watching that back, all right?
Yes, sir.
What is the teaching point? Because I say all the time, when I watch that, I'm like, what is he supposed to do? Is there anything that you're supposed to do that you didn't do to get the flag?
I really don't know how to go about that.
I guess you landed on a quarterback, I believe is what they – is there – I mean, I'm being serious when I say this. Is there anything that can be coached to where you know not to land on a quarterback?
I don't know. I think they want us to two-hand touch them or something like that. But I don't know. We still won the game, so I ain't too mad about it. But it ain't cost us the game or nothing. But, like, Sweeney, I felt like he would have chewed me out if it was, like, a real tight game or something like that. But he was cool about it. But just gotta work on that. Just try to roll off of him next time.
I don't know that I've ever asked anybody that because, you know, we say all the time, what's he supposed to do? We talked about that with targeting before. Like, what is he supposed to do? He's going full speed. And so, yeah, I'm curious if you go back and watch the tape and there actually are things you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Or if you're just like the rest of us going, I don't know, man. I guess you just got to take the penalty.
Yes, sir.
Visiting with Stephylan Green on the program. Time for one or two more questions. We're going a little long in this segment because we're having a good time. I'm curious, this defense after the open date, it seemed like – and Tom Allen on the sidelines, obviously, that energy was big. What was the difference? I mean, what was the discernible difference on the field? It felt like you guys played faster from the first snap.
We just came out there. Of course, we mad about our record. So, you know, we got a lot of anger built up. Coach Winnie was preaching to us that it's a new open date, so we just got to come out there. If you would have seen us practice, you wouldn't have thought that we was 1-3. You would have thought we was undefeated. So we just came out there, put in the work every day, and I just envisioned myself, our team just envisioned ourselves, like, winning and stuff like that. So we just came out there and had a good game. It's just Clemson versus Clemson. So if we do everything we supposed to do, we're going to come out victorious.
Is there a player that you model your game after? Somebody you look up to?
Nah.
I don't know I've ever asked about a D tackle. Like, we ask receivers and quarterbacks and stuff, but we don't ask D linemen that much.
Nah, not really. I really don't have nobody to really look after. I watch some film. I watch Chris Jones, watch some of Aaron Donald and stuff like that, but I'm not the biggest D tackle, like in weight wise and stuff like that. So it's like I don't really model my game after nobody. I see pass rushes and stuff. Might want to try to do stuff like that, but I don't really have somebody to model after.
I love that. What I heard is there's one Stephylan Green.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Best of luck going forward. You know what? Before we let you go, let me ask one question about Boston College. What do you expect to see from BC on Saturday?
BC, they got some crazy formations where they line up crazy. It's a lot of O-line. They just a big group. They play good as a group, big, strong O-linemen. But we just know, like, if we come out there and play Clemson football, it should be night and day that, like, we going to come out victorious and stuff like that. So
I love it. Thanks, Nephilim. Appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.